Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta, Cameron, Jen Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Tuesday morning. Interesting weather day out there with snow and sleet, nice and all that stuff. But we're here and looking forward to being with you over the next 4 hours. Of course, much to discuss, including a Flyers loss last night. That was the kind of game I think when they lose, while there's frustration, obviously, on the one call, at the same time, Flyers competed really hard last night. You're going to lose some games sometimes where you just can't put it in. But they, man, they had a lot of opportunities. They fought hard, and I think it's a good sign of their progress. Sixers-Celtics tonight, obviously a big one, but no Kyrie. And how about it? Pitchers and catchers, today is the day. Spring training. Pitchers and catchers in Clearwater. We'll talk all about it today. Do so on the phone lines with you. 888-729-9494. Joe to camera. Richie Rich. What's up, bud?
I love tapioca balls. You know, those things that they put in the pudding?
I don't, but okay.
You don't know what tapioca balls are?
No.
You never had those giant tapioca balls that they put in tea like you can get at the kiosk at the mall?
Nope.
Of course. I love them. The fish eyes, the big tapioca balls.
I'll look it up, or maybe I won't, but sure. I can see it.
I never knew what tapioca was. Okay. It's actually made from a poisonous plant.
Wow.
A poisonous plant called the bitter cassava. Tapioca, ground up,
and
bitter
yet,
cassava root.
And yet we eat it?
Yeah, and I love it.
All right. Well, if you say
so. I'm craving some tapioca right now.
You know what I'm craving? Philadelphia sports, man. Because it's pretty hot these days.
Oh my!
It's pretty hot now.
I'm jazzed up right? About tonight.
All right, so tonight's going to be a big one. Sixers Celtics. Obviously, we'll get into it. 888-729-9494. Too bad Kyrie's not playing from the standpoint of seeing how the 76ers measure up against the Celtics. If they were at full strength, the Celtics aren't. Makes it easier for the Sixers to win. Sixers should win. Celtics still, you know, walk out there with a lot of talent, though. Let's not say it's a gimme. But I do wish Kyrie was playing, but it will help the Sixers from a standing standpoint. Should win without Kyrie. All right, we'll get into that also today. Also, obviously, on the day that pitchers and catchers report to Clearwater. And it's funny, John, I was seeing on Comcast this morning, you know, they were showing the guys walking around. I recognize all those fields now. They're playing. Do you think they're saying to themselves, and we're playing today on the same field that the Hammer grounded out weekly 2 weeks ago. No, they're probably not. But they're
they
on this. No.
Did not occur to them.
All right, but pitchers.
The ones across. So we went down there for spring training the last couple of years.
Yep.
Are they're the ones behind the main area, right?
Yeah.
Like the practice field.
There's four fields. Yeah. So there's four fields that a lot of the activity happens on, and then there's
and the name of the facility.
The Carpenter Complex.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
and they got a lot of
and then you got
names.
Bright House Networks Field, which is the actual field that they play the spring training games on. That's like the fifth field. So you got the four fields, and then you got the one.
You got five total.
Little further away, and that's you got the five fields.
Yeah, right. You're well versed in those fields.
I am now.
And they're taking them.
Here's the question: will Bryce Harper, Manny Machado be? Because here it is. Today's the day where pitchers and catchers report, which means within a couple of days you get position players reporting. Well, Harper and Machado, as of now, aren't going to be reporting anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Phils have made some wonderful moves in the offseason. There's no question about it. But, you know, hearing Ike yesterday, John, it was interesting because he's of the mindset, and I agree with him on this, that, you know, as a Phillies fan, like, I'm not going to freak out. If the Phillies don't land Harper and Machado, you know, there's a lot of people I think that'll freak out because the expectation, what it was, you know, massive talent at this age, throw these millions, stuff Middleton said. But, like, if Harper and Machado don't choose to come here, John, I can't freak out about that. And I know there's a lot of people with the mindset that will. I think the Philly, if I believe, and I do, that the Phillies, whether you call it in good faith, in bad faith, in whatever faith, have put themselves out there financially and time-wise, and I guess resources-wise, to invest in the process of trying to acquire Manny Machado and Bryce Harper. And if in the end, whether the end's a day from now or a month from now, whenever this frickin' thing ends, if those two guys, John, don't choose the Phillies, and I believe the Phillies put the best offer on the table, I can't be mad about that.
Oh, what is, oh no, it's don't be mad about that. Be happy, be thrilled. You know, stupid money was supposed to be spent. That's what we were told. We know they've got it. We know there are guys out there looking for it. We know we're the favorite. We know there might not even be other bids on the table. We know we've got what it takes to land one or two of the best players to ever enter free agency, period. And you're not going to be upset if we don't. We have everything right at our fingertips. If we don't get one of these guys, we failed. Yeah. The Phillies failed.
See, I think that's an unfair standard.
Oh, come no, on, Joe.
Listen.
We've got more money than anyone to spend. And don't we know that's what they want.
And don't you think they've offered that?
Here's what's happening. They are sitting, they're standing firm because they know that there is no other offer out there on the table.
That's better.
They're
than
doing
it.
What's smart, but when it really comes down to it, if it comes down to Scott Boras coming to the Phillies and saying, listen, guys, I know that this is your limit. You are sitting where you said you're maxing out, but how about we just bump it up? Well, bump it one last, like just for future time's sake, like for all the great times you guys will have together, you and Bryce.
Hey, give me another $40 million.
I need them to do that, and they can do that.
That sounds great.
They need to do whatever it takes. Like, listen, if you're going to do this standoff and walk away with nothing, then this was the biggest waste of time in free agency history. You know, this everyone's going to stand by their principles. We're not going to offer more. We're going to wait around. Okay, that's cool. That's cool for now. But when it's all said and done, before you let this guy walk away, you do whatever it takes to get him here.
Well, look, and again, 888-729-9494. I mean, curious where everyone comes down on this question. If the Phillies do not land either player, Harper or Machado, did they fail? Now, I want you to think about it. 888-729-9494.
Joe.
If they don't land Harper or Machado, did they fail?
So you feel fine about that, right?
Well, listen, I'd be bummed out, but I don't think it means they failed. I mean, if I believe in my heart as a Phillies fan that they've put the biggest offer on the table and those guys don't take it, what are they to do, John? What are they to do?
Sweeten the deal. Obviously.
Listen, LeBron chose to go somewhere else. I was disappointed. I expressed that. I said at the time, if you remember last July, I do not blame the Sixers for them not acquiring LeBron James.
NBA is completely different. But you've got max deals, and that's it. No one can offer more.
Yeah, well, that is
this
true.
Completely different situation. We have the money. We can offer more than everybody else, yet they're not signed?
Well, all right, so again, it's an interesting question the way you phrase it. 888-729-9494. I would just say this, and looking for everyone, just really dig in on this concept and think about it. If when all is said and done, whether it's a week from now, a month from now, a day from now, when this thing's all done, if the Phillies do not have Harper or Machado, have they failed in this regard, in this process? Now, I would say this, John. Let me tell you what I do not want, and I want to be crystal clear about this. I do not want a player to be playing for the Philadelphia Phillies making somewhere between $200 to $300 million on somewhere between a 7 to 10 year contract who does not want to be here. I don't want that glossed over. I just want to bring that back. I do not want a player. Listen.
Hey, Joe, guess what?
What?
He's never lived here.
Yep.
He's never played here.
Okay.
He has no idea what to expect here.
He hasn't.
Like, how can you expect him to judge a place he's never lived in?
Well, of course he's judging
and understand. Can you expect him to know whether he wants to be anywhere?
Well,
he's never been
there. Well, I don't know if he can know it, but you can
come on,
make it.
Joe.
You have to make an educated. You have to kind of walk yourself.
He wants to be wherever they pay him the most money. Your persecution complex about players don't want to come to Philadelphia is just old. That's just, and it's silly.
John,
it's flat out dumb.
Let me ask you a question. Do you believe the Phillies have offered the most money to Harper and Machado?
Yeah.
Why do you think they haven't signed here?
Because why do they need to? They're waiting to see if someone else comes to the table. They're waiting to see if the Phillies raise their offer. This is a game.
It is a game. No, it is a game. I agree with you.
And he is doing whatever it takes to get his client the most money.
All right, let me frame the question another way. Do you think when this is over that the Phillies will have offered the most money to Bryce Harper?
I sure hope so.
I sure hope so, too. I think they will. I'll be surprised that the Phillies are outbid.
That's an absolute failure if they didn't.
I agree with you on that. That would be a failure. Well, if they, when all is said and done, and all is not said and done, but when all is said and done, if they have offered the most money and Bryce Harper chose to play elsewhere, there is nothing the Phillies can do about that. And I, as a Phillies fan and as a talk show host, am not going to sit here and pound the table and scream bloody murder and failure, failure, failure. If those guys don't want to be here, I don't know what to do about it other than to say, you know what? You turn your attention to the next group of guys.
Listen, your persecution complex is affecting the way you view this entire situation. This is a case where you've got the two 26-year-old free agents who are perceived as the cream of the crop ever. Like the two finest examples, shining young examples of a guy that you can get who will live in his prime for your team.
Yep.
For double-digit years, right?
Yeah, sure.
So that's never really happened before, where you got two of them available.
At 26.
So this is just unprecedented.
Yep.
And they are treating this free agency period differently than normal. I mean, because it is different than normal. They are just waiting it out. They're showing the patience that illustrates just how different these two players are. It is what it is. It's agents doing their job. Stop projecting your own feelings of inadequacy on this situation.
I don't know that Harper doesn't want to be here, but if you felt he didn't want to be here, would you want him here? No, I'm asking you a question.
To even say that. If I felt he didn't want to be here,
it's crazy to have a guy come in as the face of the franchise.
Yeah, I want him here anyway.
To be the face of this franchise.
I want him here anyway. You know what happens in the NFL? You know what happens in Major League Baseball?
What?
Guys get drafted and they don't have a chance to choose where they go. Guys don't always love where they're going. Listen, if you're a kid from Florida, you get drafted and you're headed to Minnesota. You think you'll love that from the get-go? You don't even know the town you're going to. You have reservations anytime you're entering a new situation, a new surroundings. They're not – what you're saying, he doesn't want to be here, is idiotic.
Because
he doesn't know what's here. This happens all the time in sports. Guys don't get to choose. He gets to.
Yeah, he does.
But the bottom line is he is going to go – wherever he gets the most money, whether he loves the town or not, he will adjust. He will learn to love it. That's what athletes do. It'll be fine from that perspective.
No, sounds like an arranged marriage and not maybe
Joe,
the best way.
You understand.
I understand what you're saying.
There are thousands of players out there in professional sports who, you know, when they were drafted, they're like, oh, man, I don't know anything about that
place. I get that.
Like, they... It's not like
But free agency is different than being drafted.
Guys going to like, oh man, I'd love going to Missouri.
Hey, I wouldn't want to get drafted in.
Let's go check out. Yeah.
Hey, Rip Green Bay. Now Rip Cleveland.
Right.
Cleveland's
easier.
Let's go
to Oshawa, Wisconsin.
Yeah. Let's go to Knapp City. Let's go to Indianapolis.
Guys learn to love it.
All right, look, 888-729-9494. I want you to think about it. If the Phils don't get these two guys, one of the two, did they fail? I don't believe they did. John obviously thinks that would have been a failure. We'll find out in the next couple days, weeks. What do you make of it? If they don't get one of these two, have they failed? 888-729-9494. Busy day on tap. Elliott Shore Parks at 11. Sixers-Celtics. Big game. We'll talk about it throughout the show. You want to react to that Flyers game last night? It was a tough game. That was a tough game. They lost, but I was proud of the way they competed. They competed hard. We'll talk about it. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.